Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
All right, rolling back in here on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Cullen Steele, taking you up till 8 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app. We're still getting ready. LSU, Coastal Carolina, it's a rematch. LSU fans remember Coastal well. They don't remember, you know, all the players are different, but the memories are still there. That game, those two games were in Baton Rouge. Coastal swept them. At the box, definitely. I know Kramer Robertson still remembers it. He's still tweeting about it. But we're going to go to the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're going to bring on Stephen Bidek, sports correspondent for the Omaha World Herald. But he's out there stringing for the Sun News in Myrtle Beach, covering Coastal Carolina in Omaha. How you doing, Stephen? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's funny because I used to work at the Sun News, and I went to go see, like, oh, who do they have covering the College World Series? And I was like, oh, he's already out there. He's in Omaha.
It's convenient. I've been going since, gosh, I don't even want to tell how old I am, but when Dave Winfield was playing for the Minnesota Gophers.
Wow.
So, yeah, back in the 70s at Old Rosenblatt. But, yeah, it's... Coastal has looked very impressive. As you know, I know that's not any news flash, but wow, they are really focused too.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, we're watching LSU and we're watching this kind of, you know, instant classic back and forth, walk-off wins, and the, you know, two runs in the top of the ninth, three runs in the bottom of the ninth. And then you look over at Coastal, and it's like, ah, we'll just drop six in the first inning, take Louisville down without issue, just calmly win our 26th consecutive game. It's fascinating to kind of watch how different both of these kind of runs have gone. But, you know, what is the identity of this Coastal Carolina team? Because obviously the 26-game win streak is remarkable in and of itself, but that doesn't happen by accident.
Right. They've been building it up for a couple of years to get that. They have the deepest bullpen, I think, but they haven't had to use it a whole lot. Great starters, you know, one All-American, and, you know, Riley Eichhoff has started two games already out here, and they've only played three. So when you're able to do that and you've got some time for rest, especially in this tournament, you keep winning, you're going to be fresh every game. So that's another reason that this final is going to be, final series is going to be really good, because both teams get those 2 days off. Nobody had to play tonight to get to the finals. So, and they've been hitting the poo out of the ball. I mean, there's one other thing that makes them really unique. They call them, I think if they use the term freebies or free bases, how many times they've been hit by pitch. They just set the NCAA record last night for a season. It is now 176 hit batsmen this year, and I think their staff has given up 80. That's plus 96 base runners. That has been the thing. They, in that six-run first inning, they had a single, and then the next two guys were hit by pitch. Wow. And that's how they got the bases loaded, and then they took advantage of it. A lot of teams don't do that. You get them on, then you leave them stranded. Not Coastal.
Yeah, I mean, they've played 67 games this year, so they're averaging 2.5 hit batters per game. That is pretty remarkable. Yep. And hey, you know, Jay Johnson will be the first to tell you, like, we like to hang out over the plate too. That's something that LSU does really well. Is, you know, they're not leaning into it, but they're also not necessarily trying to get out of the way. And I think that's something in college, you know, you've seen teams like, okay, how do you gain an advantage? And that's not, you know, that doesn't happen by accident either. Like, that's an intentional plan per se. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's coached. I mean, any way to get on base, that's what they'll take. I mean, they want to get base runners. They want to get on people early. And coach talked about, you know, getting those, but they went three innings after that without scoring, and then they finally got that seventh run, and you know, they scored five in the last five runs in the last four innings. But yeah, they're not getting out of the way. The second game, it was against, I think it was against Oregon State, where they were called out for, or somebody was called out. They said he leaned into the pitch. It sure didn't look like it on the replay, but you know, I don't wear blue and black and have a mask on my face during these games. So they didn't have that happen very often during the regular season, where the umpires would say, "Well, you were leaning into it," and then it happens twice in one inning. They've got it figured out, and I think we'll see a few more of those, like you said, from both teams when we get started on Saturday with the finals.
Yeah. So speaking of Saturday, you know, I haven't seen if it's been announced yet. I assume it's got to be Jacob Morrison starting for the Shawnees, correct?
Yeah, he. I would think so. I mean, it was. I think there was a little bit of surprise that Eichhoff started the first game, but he didn't pitch at the regional. He didn't, or super regional. He didn't have to. So they, I think, were kind of staying in order with the rotation there, and he did a nice job. But after, you know, he gave up, Morrison, that is, gave up a solo home run. It was, I think, the number 9 hole hitter. No, it was the leadoff guy. Then the next two batters, the last two outs, were on the warning track. So they were tagging him there. But after that, he got 16 consecutive outs. And then he tried to stay in a little bit longer, but then I think it was a double and two singles, and it was time to call it a game. But when you have an All-American like that, and he's that would have been Monday, so he's coming in on full rest, I would assume.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think. So the last time Coastal was at the College World Series, they also were leaning on a Morrison. I think it was Mike Morrison. He was the closer. They're not related. I'm assuming they're not related.
Not that I know of. You know, and I went back and looked in my archives for. I covered one for the where I covered their win over TCU in 2016, and that's where they had to go an extra game to get into the finals, and they'd beat Texas Tech 7-5. So they're kind of doing it. The teams, there really isn't, you know, Coach Schnell was on staff then, I think. And you know, Coach Gilmore, of course, the head coach, this is more of a gritty group. And I think they were,
he said a little more big hitters, maybe a little more polished back in 2016. But, boy, when you've got four guys with season batting averages over 300, they're doing something right. Even in that ballpark where you can get lost in the outfield, as LSU people know how deep that park is. You guys have been there so many times. It's Gomaha, they're calling it now. I saw on a billboard today. So they always seem to come up with a new nickname when they get here.
I mean, people down here refer to it as home away from home. But, Stephen, I wanted to ask you, have you been covering Coastal Carolina since just when they entered Omaha, or the whole tournament so far?
Just when they got into Omaha. You know, I'd kind of kept an eye on different things. Earlier this year, I was out in South Carolina for a little bit. I got to a Gamecocks game, but I didn't get over to Conway. But, just picking it up these last three games, and, boy, it's easy to see. And we also, I don't know if you guys have talked about this or laughed about this, but after the second game, when the press conference started, the moderator had the gall to mispronounce Chanticleers.
Oh, no.
He was, and Coach, if you can find that, it's us at the very start of that. It's Chanticleers. I don't know how many times I have to say. He was like, dude, be happy. You just won. You know, you can correct him, but it was a scolding. So,
and it's not like Chanticleers. Like, I know how to say Chanticleers. I lived there, but I don't expect people down here to say it right.
Yeah, and up here, too, we don't have a lot of them running around. We have chickens, but,
They don't fight each other. You know, they lay eggs.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So I was bringing up the your coverage of them because I wanted to kind of get a gauge of, like, when you started covering them, for the most part, because even though LSU came from the winner's bracket, for the most part, they both teams have played the same amount of games in Omaha. But the biggest question at that point, though, is from our eyes, we've kind of been keeping track of the bigger picture since the LSU Tigers have a tendency to make a bit of a run here. It seems like your side of the bracket, that side of the bracket for the Chanticleers, hasn't nearly been as dramatic, but a better word, has it been as difficult? Has it been easier? What's your take on it?
I don't know that it's been easier, because the first game, you know, Arizona was the first team knocked out, but they needed Coastal needed three runs in the bottom of the eighth to break a 4-4 tie. That was, you know, going into the eighth inning, that was 4-4, and, you know, it was anybody's ball game at that point, but they came up big. They did get to play all three. They beat all three teams in their bracket. It just kind of worked out that way. I don't know that it was easier, you know, for LSU getting to play. I think they played Arkansas during the regular season, right? Everybody? Okay.
It was a very historic three-game battle with them, a tremendous effort from the Tigers. It was one of those walk-off wins.
Yeah, you know, I know I'm talking to a Tiger audience here, but people really feel for Arkansas, I think, a little bit, especially in Omaha, because, you know, Coach Van Horn took the Huskers to a couple of College World Series before, you know, heading back to his alma mater. So it's just like, are they ever going? It's sort of like Mark Martin was at Florida State, just couldn't quite get there enough. And, you know, I think they've had, they didn't have to play Murray State, I think. LSU didn't have to play them. But when you get no hit by Arkansas, I mean, they were the Cinderella, but I think that kind of got to them. So I think there was a good balance in the brackets there.
Yeah, you know, and just kind of the larger picture, you know, obviously this isn't the first time LSU has been up there. Fans like to go up there and take residence. I think anytime LSU makes it to the College World Series, it's like, we're booking the whole trip. We're not going for a weekend and seeing what happens. But what has the vibe been like this year? Obviously, there's the gigantic mic to the Tiger rolling around. Everyone's drinking all the Jell-O shots. But what has been kind of your read on the vibes out at the, which, my favorite nickname for any baseball stadium, the Chuck.
Okay, I hadn't heard that one since Charlie Schwab's place was just, you know, just got the new name from TD Ameritrade a couple of years ago. But it's been pretty similar. It's sort of turning into family reunions a little bit, because I think there's a lot of people from your state and this state up here exchanging Christmas cards, sending birthday wishes. I think there's been, you see it all over the place. And where the media gets to park is a general parking lot where most of the tailgating takes place. And you see a lot of purple and gold, and there are plenty of red shirts with a white N and an Adidas logo on them at some of those tailgates. So it's been pretty similar to past years, although I think with this one, it'll be interesting. I think Coastal, even though they've dominated like this and they've only, had been 9 years since they've been here, is still viewed as a bit of an underdog. And there will be some in Omaha who will pick up that vibe, especially if they can jump on them, early like they have.
Yeah, and I guess my last question is, what is your kind of prediction? You've watched a lot of these tournaments. You've watched a lot of these College World Series games. What is your kind of read on this series? Do you expect it to be a sweep? Do you expect it to go three games? Who do you expect to come out on top?
If Coastal plays like they did, especially the last two games, they would sweep. But I don't think it's going to, well, I don't know. If I have to say, I don't think it'll be a sweep. I think Coastal will win too, and there's a little pride with that winning streak and maybe end the year with that like that. One thing that I would, real quick, that I would change, I don't know that Arkansas and LSU should have been paired against each other. I would like to see them reseed when you get that done instead of being assigned to that region. I mean, you had two top six teams, right? 3 versus 6.
Yep.
Overall seeds. I'd break them up, and I'd redo the pairings. But that being said, I will never ever count LSU. I was there for the Warren Morris home run in 1996. They've been, I don't want to say if they feel a little charmed, but I think it's LSU mojo, that's got them through, especially the last couple games. It wouldn't surprise if LSU wins it, it'd be a three gamer, because I don't think Coastal's going to lose twice or
two in a row.
I mean, because so, but I'm just from what I've seen from both of them, I'd be surprised unless Coastal has a total meltdown if they don't come out with their second national title.
Gotcha. Thanks so much, Stephen Bidek, sports correspondent for the Omaha World Herald. Appreciate you taking the time, man.
My pleasure. Enjoy the weather.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.